This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
Hi guys, welcome. So here is JC. Today I'm going to do something that is very special, I mean something that I've never done before, which is I'm going to do a scripts, a play reading, or scripts reading, whatever you call it. So the scripts, which is like a regional scripts that I wrote at 2019, followed till 2020, February. So the scripts or the play that I'm going to read to you guys is called Sad Lonely Life. So this play is about Wu Zetian, Empress Su. She is from China. The year is 264 under the Tang Dynasty. People think she is a vicious and cold-hearted killer of previous children, but they don't realize she was forced to do it. She does love her previous children, but she has to protect herself from the people that are planning to murder her. This play is set in future and past time. So my intention of play is to show my audience how Empress Su China, the first woman empress in Chinese history of responsibility, and I am a woman who is powerless and renewed under an observed household. I feel she has to take a terrible action, such as killing her own children just to survive. And I want my audience to feel and see the hardness in Empress Wu and think carefully about how they treat other people around them. And I wish my audience would understand, no matter what, don't give up on yourself too quickly. And so I'm going, which in this play, they have, let's see, 11 characters. So I'm going to read all those characters to you guys. Let me tell you a bit about the history background about this play. So this play, of course, is based on Wu Zetian, which another name is Empress Wu. She born in February 624, and she died at 16 December 705, and automatically named Wu Zhao, Wu Hou, during the later Tang Dynasty as Tian Chao. In Empress consort, Wu were by the team of the, you know, the Chinese palace inside the work scene, they call them Empress Su, and as well as their residents called her Empress Su as well. So she is the first Chinese empress, woman empress in the whole Chinese history. Also, she served her husband for 25 years, and Wu Zetian, which Empress Su worked as a co-ruler of her husband and son for 15 years. She worked in her own name, Huangdi, which means emperor, during the brief Zhou Dynasty. Yeah. So let's listen to a song before we move to the next part. So enjoy it. So sour candy.
I'm sour candy, so sweet, and I get a little angry, yeah. Sour candy, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm super psycho, make you crazy when I turn the lights low. Sour candy, yeah, 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 yeah. Ask me to be nice and then I'll do it extra mean. The bucket goes on high, 난 당황하겠지. 이상적이란 말들로 날 포장한 건 너야.
That song, wow, so good, isn't it? Act 1, Scene 1. Empress Wu says, the date is 650. My name is Wu Zhao. During Tang Dynasty as Wu Hou. In English as Empress Wu, I was the first woman empress in China's history. As a ruler, I served my husband, Emperor Li, for 25 years. Many people have described me as a vicious, heartless woman who would stop at nothing for power. I killed many people, including all four of my husbands, and even my own children. Emperor Li, Empress Wu, come and lie down with me.
Oh, what are you doing? You make me sick. When I walk in here and see you in bed together,
fourth wife said, Emperor Li loves me, and I'm also his wife, Empress Wu says. I'm the one who should be in that bed, not you.
Why do you always keep him away from me?
Fourth wife said.
It is not my fault. The one to make the choice is Emperor Li, not me.
What are you going to do about it? Empress Wu says.
Girls, there's no need to fight. I love you just as much as the other. I will resource the both of you privately.
Act 1, Scene 2.
first wife. I wish I were as beautiful as Empress Su, but it will never come true because look at her. Oh, she has a big nose, square face, and huge lips. But me, I have a high pointy nose, small delicate lips, high cheekbones, and a V-shaped face. I really, really want to be that beautiful, but I must gain my place as the most beautiful person by whatever means necessary to secure the hand and heart of Emperor Li. Yes, her mirror will lead me to my victory. Emperor Li says, Wu Zetian had my time. For now, I belong to you. What do you deserve more? Answer me. Fourth wife says, Of course, you are my love. You have my heart, and that will always stay the truth. Wu Zetian is no match for you, beauty. He doesn't love me. But he said to me, You have my heart, and that will always stay true no matter what happens, Empress Wu says. Emperor Li says, But do you still love me the same? First wife says, Yes, 100% for sure, yes. But if I ask you to choose between me and her, who would you choose? Emperor Li says, You. It has to be you. Because you are my only true lover. None other people in the palace can replace you, even Empress Wu. First wife says, Yay! Emperor Li said he loves me forever and no one can replace me.
It's a little cold in paradise tonight. The faded, I find a new forms. I write it out. It's fine for now. Then you come along and I cry. Liberated, I'm seeing clearly now. There's no turning.
Can you feel my? then you'll start to grow.
Scene 3, Act 1. Empress Wu says,
"No, no, no. I spent my whole life getting to the top. All those vows that he made. And there he is, confusing. He had never loved me. I bore his children, gave him 20 odd years of my prime, ruling by his side. And all it takes is a lowly champ, too strong alone, and he's gone. I've never felt so hollow. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him." She calls this. She and her bloodline will pay. I will poison her children. Yes, poison. Empress Wu, since you have been a good wife, now I will give you the power to host and organize the New Year's Fest. The event has to be bigger than usual and better. You will be helped by the servants. Empress Wu says, "Yes, I will do that. And I'm sure everyone will enjoy it. This is the only chance to poison her. Oh, her children and the servant. I must carry this out, Will. I must carry this out very well." Event star, Emperor Li says, "Welcome. Welcome all. Today is a special day. It's a mark of the Tang Dynasty. Our rule is a day we should celebrate, be happy, as well as engage with the other people. Let's drink." Ghost says off stage, by the side. The children are sent off around the festival with the servants. Empress Wu couldn't tell which were her children and was the fourth wife. It led to her accidentally poisoning her own. The children eventually succumbed to the poison. The emperor assumed the servants were the one behind the poison then. He orders their arrest and execute. Empress Wu says, "I've poisoned them. My old children, I must get rid of the emperor before he realizes." So, before we move on to scene 4, we're going to listen to a song called Mother.
Freedom is a rocket in the sky. Take a leap of faith, 'cause there's no reason not to try. Let the stars be your guide.
That song was amazing, isn't it? So, this is halfway through Act 1. And I said Scene 4, but you know what? I'm going to keep some surprise and let you guys guess what's happening next. And we're going to listen to the other half next time. So, have a great weekend. Or day or work day, whatever you are doing, all the best and see ya.